And there it is, the brand new single from UB40, Home, here for you on GMRG. Now, we have been playing it extensively over the last month, and with very good reason too, because I'm joined none other this morning by UB40's very own Robin Campbell. And before I welcome Robin onto the show, can I just start by saying that they have got a brand new album out, UB45, which is out for release on the 19th of April, followed by a week of album signings. They're going to be at HMV in Cardiff on the 21st, and then they have got a tour lined up for later on in the year with a date in Cardiff on the 7th of November. And Robin, welcome to Radio Glamorgan.
Thank you. Hi, Luke. How are you?
Very well, thanks. So a lot's going into the brand new album, UB45. Tell me, how did the album start?
Well, we were looking for a way of celebrating 45 years, hence the title, a bit obvious. But we were just wondering how to celebrate it, and we just came up with the idea of re-recording some of the original, some classics from the 80s, the ones that we still play in the live set, the ones that fans expect to hear whenever they come to see us. And the one thing with our new vocalist of the last couple of years, Matt Doyle, one thing that fans have been saying to us is how good he sounds singing those songs, and how well he fits into the UB40 sound. And it sounds like he's always been there. We just thought it'd be a nice idea. For especially for fans who have maybe not seen him live, to hear how good he sings those old songs, as well as, of course, we've also recorded seven brand new numbers. Two of those songs Matt has written the lyrics to. So, he's making a great contribution, and we're enjoying having him there because he's a not only is he a mad fan of UB40, but he's a very talented lad as well, So it's great to have him there. His youth and enthusiasm, and his skills, he's bringing us lyrics, which is just fantastic.
Totally, and it's always great when you have someone who's well, it's great when they're bringing the youth into the nostalgia, I think we could say there, because and you say it's been 45 years, because wasn't the first album was Signing On, wasn't it?
Signing off.
Signing Off, yes.
Yeah. Because that's exactly what we were doing. We were no longer signing on. We were now paid professional musicians, so it was called signing off.
After that, it was four UK number ones. Well, three as UB40 and one with Pato Banton as well. Which I gotta say that I think that's my personal favourite Baby Come Back.
Where
And then of course we got the new song Home, and I really do like the lyrics of that song in particular. And was there an inspiration behind that song?
well, again, that's Matt Doyle has brought that song to us, and it was a song he'd written about his grandparents, and it's really a song about the problems that immigrants face whenever they come into a country, of not being accepted, of bigotry and racism, etc. It's the same problem. It doesn't matter where you come from, you're always, it's amazing how badly people are treated, his relatives were Irish, and they remembered being treated terribly when they came to England, I mean, I remember as a child the signs in the windows of the boarding houses saying no blacks, no Irish, no dogs. And nowadays you would think, how could that possibly be? But here we are, with roughly the same attitude to immigrants, and they're still being made to feel unwelcome. And it's so sad, because that's the way the world has been for thousands of years. We've always crossed culturalized, we've always traveled to other countries, people have always come looking for a different life or a better life, wherever the good life is, people come looking for it, and there's nothing wrong with that, and we should be welcoming them with open arms, because generally they make a positive contribution, you know. That's how you grow as a country. And it's just so sad that people are still facing that kind of intolerance and bigotry that has always been the case, you know. So yeah, that's what the song's about, and it's kind of a lament, you know, for the way people are treated and the fact that it just shouldn't be happening anymore.
Exactly. It sends a very clear message, which I think is why I really enjoy the song, and I am also looking forward to the album when it hits next month. But also I would say the last few years, because wasn't it 2 years ago the Commonwealth Games, and your song was picked as the official anthem.
Yeah, I think that was the first song that we recorded with Matt as our singer. It was the first thing we did as UB40 with Matt as the new vocalist. And I wrote the original lyric for that song, but he added a verse to it as well. And so that was his first contribution. And then yeah, we did the song and we presented it to the Commonwealth Games, and they liked it so much they made it the official anthem, you know. So yeah, that was great. And
And
that is on the album as well. The song is on the album.
excellent. And it only made sense given how UB40 originated from Birmingham and the Commonwealths were in Birmingham at the same time.
It was a welcome, you know. I mean, I'm not necessarily a massive fan of the Commonwealth per se, but the games are fantastic, and we were hosting them. Birmingham was hosting the games, so of course we were asked to contribute a song to an album that was celebrating that fact. And when we did present them with the tune, as I say, they loved it so much they made it the anthem of the game. So that was wonderful.
Indeed, and you've got a very exciting year, as I mentioned in the introduction, because your first stop in Cardiff is next month, just after the album is released, because you're embarking on a week's album tour at various HMVs. But I think it was April 21st in Cardiff, and then on November the 7th, you come back to Cardiff for the performance at the Utilita Arena. So what are you mostly looking forward to that performance?
Well, we've played the arena before. It'd be great to come back. We love playing Cardiff audiences. They're always great fun. There are a lot of reggae fans in Cardiff. I know not why, but there are. And you know, it's just always great to come back. We've got quite a lot of hardcore fans from Cardiff and fans that have been fans for a long time. So it's always lovely to see friends again, you know. I should be catching up with a few Welsh friends. So yeah, it's part, as you say, part of the arena tour of the UK, and that's in November. But we're spending the whole year touring. We'll be all over the world. From April the 1st, we have a gig in Birmingham, but then we're off, and we'll be all over the globe, every corner of the globe, as far as I know. And there's dates being added all the time until we get back to the UK in November. We'll be touring continuously until that point. And then we get back, you know, hopefully we'll get Christmas off after we've played the arena tour.
And enjoy some red wine.
Oh, I do that on a regular basis.
Well, Robin, thank you so much for joining me this morning here on Radio Glamorgan.
That was a pleasure, Luke. Thank you for having me.